Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, we live in an era now of fake news, and our listeners know that we need to have a place that we can go to get a fair shot. WAMC is that place. And today, Alan, we open up our lockbox challenge, and I went, what is this? We already have $403,000 sitting in the lockbox?
Wow. So we have about a month, and we have got to really move it, because $100,000 is not that much during the drive. But in order to get to there, it's a lot of money. And it is terrific that we've done this well, you know, with our eyes closed, where everybody's just been sending in their money. But now we have to raise $90,000+, and it won't be easy. It never is. Everybody who wants to see us start with $500,000 so we can have one of those historically fast fund drives, which we need to do right now more than ever because of what's happening in the news. WAMC.org. Do it that way. WAMC.org. Drop something in. It'll be great to see you. There'll be people who think it's worth $3 a day. That's $1,000. There are people who can only give $5. But whatever you do, do something. WAMC.org. David?
Yes. And the fund drive on air begins February 11th. We thank you for whatever you can do. Well, you know, you open your eyes, you look at the news, and this is one of the headlines you see. The FBI opened an inquiry into whether President Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia.
Yes, they had opened an inquiry. It's been quite a while now since that was done. As you remember, Comey was fired, and Trump bragged that it was because of the Russian thing to the Russians. And it hasn't gone away. Now, you know, David, we've been talking at WAMC. Commentators have, I have, about how everything was seemed to be pretty close, suspiciously close to the Russians. And now several journalists have raised the issue of whether or not we literally have a Manchurian candidate type in the White House who says the Russians are good and is seriously being compromised by reports of many meetings by Trump, who has not allowed anybody to know what happened in the room with Putin, and in fact confiscating the notes of the translator. This is very, very scary stuff. This goes beyond anything you might read in a novel anywhere. If it proves to be true that somehow there is some kind of collusion between the Russians and the president, who said when asked on, I believe, Fox, that's the most insulting question I've ever been asked about this whole thing, we'll have to see. But things are opening up fast. Now, let's remember, the whole idea of the Mueller investigation was based on this very thing. Was there collusion between the Trump campaign or anybody else and the Russians? And now we're seeing something that is really extraordinary.
Then you have the shutdown, negotiations over the wall, and the prospect of the president calling a national emergency.
That's right. A lot of suffering people in this country now. 800,000 employees, and then all the people they serve. We're hearing stories of one federal employee who couldn't get her insulin. So I'm saying that this is a disgrace. The polling is out. It shows by wide margins the president is being held responsible for this. After all, he's the one who said he would do it and that he would own it. And he is owning it. It's interesting because the numbers against the shutdown are greater than the numbers that we have traditionally seen as his base, you know, that 40%. So when we're down into the low 30s, that is extraordinary.
State lawmakers are back in Albany today, Alan, on the schedule for votes, bills to overhaul New York's voting system.
That's right. We've been talking to the governor about this. Apparently, there's some bad blood developing, not on this issue, between the governor and Carl Hastie, the speaker, because the big fight is not on policy, it's about pay. And many legislators who took the deal, they took the raise, but within this deal was a caveat that they couldn't do more than 15% of their legislative income on the outside. And Mr. Hastie, some people, me, call him Boss Hastie because he was boss of the Bronx before he was boss of the legislature, has been carrying the heavy load for the rest of his people by objecting to it. There's a law case going on right now brought by some conservatives that the commission, made up of comptrollers, past and present of New York State and the city of New York, were in excess of what their mandate was. Which leads to the question, of course, Let's say a court comes along and says a judge who might be friendly to some of the legislators who they rely on for pay raises and things of that kind. It turns out they were not allowed to do that, the commission, and to call for this outside income ban. Let's just say that happens. Will the legislature return the money that they have already gotten in their paychecks? That is what a lot of people are going to be looking at.
$403,000 sitting in that lockbox. A month to go now before our on-air fund drive. We're trying to get halfway there at least to $500,000.
David, wouldn't it be great if we could come very close to the end of this drive before we even sat down on that Monday morning? What is it, February 11th?
Indeed it is.
It would be great if we could do that. It's possible that we could have no fund drive. I'd miss it myself. It's when we all get together. But hey, it would be great if we could do it in a day. It would be great if we could do it in a half a day. But that's what the WAMC crowd always does. I was once told we had to borrow the money to buy the tower. I said, no, we'll raise $2 million. And we did. Unbelievable. What a crowd we have.
We love you. WAMC.org. And thank you.